So you have a TV show for me? Yes, sir, I do. It's called Game of Thrones, and it's based off a book series called A Song of Ice and Fire.
Oh, what's that about?
Well, it's a fantasy show, so there's magic and sword fighting and kings and queens.
Exciting.
And brother-sister incest.
What?
So anyway, we're gonna follow this guy Ned Stark and his family who rule this place called Winterfell.
Oh, Ned sounds like a great protagonist.
Oh yeah, Ned Stark is great, so he's gonna get decapitated.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he dies, cause his head's gone.
Wow, so we're gonna follow his family after that?
Well, his son Robb is gonna become king.
Right, that makes sense, so at least we'll have another protagonist to fall back on.
And then Robb's gonna die too.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and then there's his mom Catelyn.
Uh-huh.
And so she is gonna die at the same time as Robb.
Oh, please stop doing this.
Well, killing off main characters is kinda gonna be our thing.
And people are gonna enjoy that?
Yeah, it's gonna keep them watching to see if their favorite characters live or not.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, they are not.
This show sounds like a major bummer.
Oh yeah, major bummer.
Do the characters ever take a break from the horrible stuff? Maybe have a party or something?
Yeah, actually, there's gonna be a wedding.
Oh, weddings are tight. I love weddings.
Yeah, so the wedding's gonna be when Robb and Catelyn get brutally murdered.
Why are you like this?
Sorry, I have no choice. This is how the author wrote it.
He just kills off main characters left and right?
Correct.
Is that gonna be less and less shocking every time we do it?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so one really important character is this guy named Jon Snow.
Oh, what's his deal?
He has this thing where he gets saved by other people in almost every situation.
Wow.
And also, he has this girlfriend named Ygritte.
Oh yeah, what's she like?
She's a lot of fun. She keeps telling him that he knows nothing.
Oh, my wife does the exact same thing to me. Does she scream it at him at the top of her lungs?
No, she just says it in a normal speaking voice.
Oh, okay, so not exactly the same thing then.
Yeah, and also she dies.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
I'm guessing Jon Snow is gonna die too?
He is.
No surprise there.
But he's gonna be brought back to life.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Jon Snow gets saved from everything, even death.
How come this guy's so lucky?
Well, eventually we're gonna start running out of main characters in later seasons, so they're all gonna develop some pretty thick plot armor.
What do you mean?
Well, things that would have had serious and permanent consequences in earlier seasons are gonna have, like, no consequences at all.
Is that still gonna be exciting to watch?
Maybe.
So what actually happens in the show?
Well, there's gonna be a whole lot of people slowly traveling around.
Okay.
And people standing around and talking about who should be king or queen.
Right.
And people talking about the past.
I'll be honest, that doesn't sound super interesting.
Well, we're gonna show a lot of boobs.
Oh, people love boobs.
They do. There's also gonna be some graphic violence sprinkled in there.
How graphic are we talking?
Like a guy knocking another guy's teeth out and then sticking his thumbs in his eyes and pressing down so hard that his head explodes.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just actively trying not to throw up.
I find it helps to just swallow it.
Okay then, so any other characters I should know about?
Well, there's Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh, what's her deal?
She's gonna spend multiple seasons getting an army and growing some dragons.
Sounds exciting.
Somehow it rarely will be.
A lot of talking and traveling.
A lot of talking and traveling.
Wow.
And her and Jon Snow are gonna fall in love and hook up.
Oh, that's fun. It's important to have a nice love story.
And he's technically her nephew.
Oh, some more incest. Okay then.
Yeah. Incest and boobs and violence.
So what else happens in the show?
Well, there's an army of zombies slowly marching down from the north that are gonna kill everyone.
If there's an apocalyptic event on the way, why should we care about political squabbles?
I don't know.
Like if House of Cards kept cutting away to a giant meteor headed towards Earth, you'd care a lot less about who the next president's gonna be.
Well, I mean, they're gonna deal with the zombies eventually. It's just gonna take super long for that to happen.
Alright, so how's the show gonna end?
I don't know.
Well, how do the books end?
I don't know.
What?
The books aren't all out yet.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, no, the author's really taking his time with them.
Well, it's gonna be hard to keep the show going once we're past the available source material.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, get real crazy with it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, the characters are gonna stop acting like themselves and start doing dumb stuff just to get to some crazy set pieces I have in mind.
Are people gonna be okay with that?
Yeah, I figure by the later seasons, people are gonna care about the characters so much that I can make them do whatever I want.
What kind of crazy stuff did you have in mind?
Well, like, I want the king of the zombies to get his hands on a fire dragon and turn it into an ice dragon.
Yeah, okay, that does sound crazy.
Yeah, so to get there, I'm gonna have the characters hatch up a plan to go steal one of the zombies.
Why would they do that?
Because they want to convince this lady Cersei that zombies are real, so she'll help them fight.
Sounds like a pretty horrible plan.
Yeah, so that obviously doesn't go well.
So what happens?
Well, then people are gonna basically teleport around, and Dragon Lady's gonna come save them with her dragons.
And then the Zombie King guy is gonna get one?
Yeah, he's gonna kill it, and it's gonna sink to the bottom of a lake, and then he's gonna pull it out with some chains.
Wait, the zombies can dive to the bottom of a lake and attach chains to a dragon?
Now they can, even though we've established that they can't swim.
And where did they get the chains?
I don't know. I told you, I'm just gonna get crazy with it.
Yeah, definitely sounds that way.
Yeah, we'll just do whatever we want. Maybe we'll have Ed Sheeran show up.
The singer? Sounds pretty random.
Oh yeah, it'll be completely random.
Wow.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds pretty intense. You think people are gonna like it?
Oh yeah, I think it'll get some real great numbers for HBO.
Well, great. If people have to subscribe to HBO to watch it, I'm all for it. Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section if there are other movies and TV shows you'd like to see these pitches for. We also have a ton of these on the channel that you could check out and binge watch if you have the time. And if you did like this video, please give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter, and check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.